WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the new movie Gremlins 2, John Glover plays Daniel Clamp. The character is a cross between media mogul Ted Turner and developer Donald Trump. The character displays more ego than evil, which is unlike some of the roles that Glover is best known for. He's played a series of sleazy villains in such films as 52 Pickup, Masquerade, and Scrooged. Gremlins 2 is directed by Joe Dante, who also directed the first Gremlins movie. Steven Spielberg is the executive producer. In the film, Glover is attacked by one of the gremlins that have taken over his headquarters. Glover gets rid of the gremlin by stuffing it in a paper shredder. I asked him to describe what it was like working so closely with gremlins.
There were different stages depending upon how close the camera got to us. If it was close enough, then the gremlin was operated by about five different people, so that it was quite amazing and like working with an incredibly talented actor. But if the camera was far away, I had to operate it myself, and they rigged up this fake arm on my suit, and I put my hand up into the gremlin, and they taped my upper arm, down to me, and I had to make it attack me, which was incredibly difficult because I kept doing what my hand was doing. So it was both. It was some of the hardest work I've ever had to do when I had to manipulate the puppet myself and be me.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the easiest acting, too, when the five people were manning this thing, because it was so like a real living thing. Quite horrifying. In between takes, the guy would keep his hand at it and keep it alive, and it became this little cuddly thing. that seemed about like my dog. It was so friendly and wonderful. And then Joe would yell action, and it would turn on me. So it was quite a schizophrenic day.
Did you want to visually suggest Donald Trump in your role?
No, I didn't think it was necessary. It was so obvious, I thought, that who we were parodying, that I didn't worry about mimicking or creating anything. But it is pretty obvious. Although when we were making the movie, I wasn't allowed to say Trump or Turner.
You weren't allowed to say it to who?
Anybody, if I talked to the press or anything.
Oh, this is to prevent any lawsuits.
I guess. But it was very secretive when we were doing the movie. You know, all the scripts were numbered, so each page of the script had a number stamped across it, and the Spielberg office knew which person had what number, and for a long time the movie was called Monolith, so people wouldn't know what we were doing, and I don't quite know why all that was done, but we were sworn to secrecy. I was told at one point if any word leaked out, but whoever was caught would have to go in and eat their script in front of Steven Spielberg.
A strange form of punishment. In 52 Pickup, which was adapted from an Elmore Leonard novel and directed by John Frankenheimer, you played a pornographer and blackmailer.
Yeah.
And the first scene that you're in, we don't really see your face because you're wearing a ski mask, and you're blackmailing Roy Scheider with a film that you made of him with his mistress. And you're narrating the film, so we hear your voice before we see your face.
Where's Cindy?
No talking during the show. You've seen some of this before, Mitch. Stuff your girlfriend shot. Las Palmas Hotel, Palm Springs, August 17 through 21st, while your wife thought you were in a convention in Miami. You rascal. Now here you are shooting abroad. Nice little body.
Your voice is very distinctive in that movie, and I was wondering if you were cast as much for your voice as you were for the rest of you as an actor.
I never knew why I was cast in that. I decided when I was working on 52 Pickup to use my Baltimore accent because I thought it would make the man more dangerous, because such an inane sound. Not everybody. I don't want people from Baltimore to think, oh dear. But I spoke in such a way to make him more dangerous because it had a kind of a certain insane sound to it, I thought, or a flatness, or, well, you know, it talks like that. You know. So, but it is a very distinct sound.
When you were growing up in Baltimore, did you actually have the kind of accent that you use in the movie?
Well, actually, I'm from a smaller town in Maryland, Salisbury, Maryland, that even has a worse kind of an accent. Or, see, there I go, putting a connotation on it.
Ever the diplomat.
Yes. I went to school in Baltimore. It took me a long time to lose that sound with those kind of flat O's and those things like that. And, you know, oh, look at the baby. And an intonation that sort of sounds like that and an A sound. I remember I would talk about something that was sad, but it would be sad. Said that people couldn't understand what I was speaking of. So I worked very hard when I moved away to lose the accent, and since I've been using it. I used it in an early Frost, which was quite wonderful and gave the man that I played a kind of vulnerability, and then in 52 Pickup, the accent gave the man a danger, I felt. And then they created a role for me on Molly Dodd, Jay Tarsus, who comes from Baltimore. Blair Brown's a good friend of mine, and I used to sit in restaurants with Jay and Blair, and Jay and I would goof off on that kind of funny Baltimore accent. So he created me a part on Molly Dodd that I'm about to go to New York in a couple of weeks and do a... do again, another episode.
In the roles where you do play a basically kind of perverted, violent character.
I beg your pardon.
Is there anything from your past that you feel you could draw on? I mean, where do you, what do you look to inside for those roles?
You're getting very personal now. Well, I have a very vivid imagination. How's that for a coin? I try and see these people, I think the badder or the more evil they are, the more frightened they are. I have a little dog, Annie, who's very aggressive when she sees strangers. When someone comes to the door or when she's out and she's surprised by someone, she'll attack. She never bites, but she'll run up to them and jump up on them and bark fiercely. And I understand that what it's about is her fear. So I see that those people that are so aggressive, and aggressive in an evil way to hurt people, I think it all comes out of very grand insecurities.
What made you want to go into acting?
You know, when I was in high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. My friends seemed to have made decisions about, you know, all those future thises and future that's, those clubs. I never had a future anything. I never knew what I wanted. And when I was a junior, there were auditions for the junior class play, which was Lilium. And I did go and audition. We all auditioned in the cafeteria, and we sat at tables, mobs of people, and I very timidly rose my hand and read one short scene, and I thought I read it very well, but I was totally overlooked and not cast. But I was on the stage crew, and I was chosen to carry furniture and props on and off very quickly between the scenes, in a blue light, and we were told to wear black, a black turtleneck and black pants. And I had a derby hat of my dad's that I also chose to wear. And when I changed the scenery, I did something that was funny, and I started getting laughs. And the play only ran for 3 nights, but by the end of the third night, I was getting incredible laughs from just changing the scenery. And the drama teacher wasn't, I thought she'd be very angry at me, but she wasn't. And the next year I got the lead in the senior class play. And I found this kind of joy from being up on a stage and having people laugh at me. There was a kind of power and an acceptance, and I felt like I'd found my F club.
So it was really comedy that first got you started.
Yeah.
The sense of getting laughs. The last time I saw Annie Hall was a few years ago. I was looking at your resume, and you were in it. What part did you play?
I'm Touch My Heart With Your Foot. For real Annie Hallers, that they know what that means. I'm one of her old boyfriends, and we're at a party, and I'm being very intense, telling how I want to be torn apart by wild animals. And then I ask her to touch my heart with her foot.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
John Glover plays mogul Daniel Clamp in the new movie Gremlins 2.